This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. French President Emmanuel Macron held talks in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Macron is trying to curb the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Macron told Putin that the discussion can move toward de-escalation to avoid war and build elements of stability. The Kremlin also said ahead of the talks that it did not expect any immediate resolution of its stalemate with the West. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, "The situation is too complex to expect decisive breakthroughs in the course of one meeting." Moscow has deployed more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border with Russia and in its ally Belarus, with the West fearing that Putin could at any time order an invasion of Moscow's one-time Soviet republic. France, United States, and their NATO allies have rejected Moscow's demand that they rule out possible Ukraine membership in the Western military alliance formed after World War II. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House in their first face-to-face talks since Scholz assumed power in December. Their talks will also center on easing tensions in Eastern Europe and preventing a Russian invasion of Ukraine. South Korean public officials have reported that the country's tally of COVID-19 infections passed the 1 million mark on Sunday. Authorities also reported a record more than 38,000 new infections Sunday. Australia said Monday it is opening its borders and it is ready to welcome vaccinated travelers from around the world. That would be beginning February 21st. This is VOA News. American figure skater Vincent Zhao tested positive Monday for COVID-19. He is scheduled to compete in the Olympics on Tuesday. He will be tested again before the short program, but if he continues to test positive, he will not be allowed to skate. Israeli and Palestinian public figures have drawn up a new proposal for a two-state confederation that they hope will offer a way forward after a decade-long stalemate in Mideast peace efforts. The plan includes several controversial proposals, and it's unclear if it has any support among leaders on either side. But it could help shape the debate over the conflict and will be presented to a senior U.S. official and the U.N. Secretary General this week. The plan calls for an independent state of Palestine in most of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, territories Israel seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Britain's health secretary says he wants the people who have delayed their non-COVID medical appointments to come back to the National Health Service. Sajid Javid told Sky News between 8 to 9 million people stayed away from the NHS because they were asked to, as healthcare workers dealt with COVID patients. Now, however, the health secretary said the NHS is ready to deal with the backlog. He said a new online service will allow patients to see whether they are on a waiting list and that billions of pounds are being invested to get through the COVID backlog. Gun salutes have rung out in London and Edinburgh to mark the official start of Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee year. Elizabeth is Britain's longest-serving monarch. The monarch does not celebrate the anniversary of the date she became queen because it is also the anniversary of her father's death. Public celebrations of the Platinum Jubilee are scheduled for June. The festivities will include a military parade, a day of horse racing, and neighborhood parties. There is also a competition to create a new dessert to be consumed over the Jubilee weekend, which is June 2nd through 5th. Madagascar officials say Cyclone Batisserai swept through the Indian Ocean nation this past weekend, killing 20 people. 50,000 were displaced and crops destroyed that were nearly ready to be harvested. With a population of nearly 30 million, Madagascar had already been dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Ana, which killed 55 people and displaced 130,000 just 2 weeks ago. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.